Welcome to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. I am the female coach to empower your mind and teach you how to become confident in your body. Join me on this voice journey as I hold space for you to reconnect back to yourself. And welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. We are up to episode 97, and my goodness, it has been a crazy week. If you haven't seen already, all over my socials, my podcast listeners, I have officially launched the waitlist for my first ever 8-week group coaching program, The Awakened Woman. I really want to squeal, but I won't. I won't hurt your ears. Wow. It has been a journey to create this. I am so fucking aligned with this group coaching program. I cannot even tell you. I'm speechless right now. I know, the first time ever I'm speechless, but The Awakened Woman is just the program for every modern day woman looking to get out of her own way. It is for every female out there listening now who wants an identity revamp, who wants to stop coasting through life, who wants to stop going through the same cycles over and over again, self-sabotaging or staying in a job that makes you miserable, or staying in an unhealthy relationship or attracting unhealthy relationships, not attracting the abundance you want, both health and wealth. It is for the woman that truly wants to step into the 2.0 version of herself. And I am so excited to bring 8 weeks of jam-packed, I'm speechless now. I'm trying to string together a sentence for all of you listeners, but this program is jam-packed with the exact methods and blueprints and tools and rituals that has helped me over the past, like, I've been working on this probably for a year, but it is probably an idea that has been in motion for about 3 years. Everything that has helped me shift my limiting beliefs, defeat my inner critic, because your belief systems govern everything. They create your reality. And if you don't shift your shitty money mindset or your shitty abundance mindset or, you know, that fear of what other people think, you're not going to get very far. It has helped me start a podcast, begin a business that creates income. It has allowed me to speak up and stand up for myself on social media in real life, create boundaries. It has truly helped me attract the most wonderful relationships that I'm so grateful for in my life, like true friends, honest friends, and, you know, business networking. It has helped me at one point move country on a whim, take a leap of faith and go for it instead of listening to that voice inside my head that was like, oh, Jess, wouldn't it just be a little bit safer if you saved a bit more money and then went and did that? Why don't you just go back to what you're doing? Because I guarantee you now that most of you are sitting at home or sitting in your car listening or on the treadmill walking, thinking, yes, I've let that voice inside my head control me for too long. I've let that voice inside my head tell me what to do and stop me or self-sabotage me. That makes me scared, because you know what I figured out? It's scary to get what you really want. It's scary to quit your job and start a business or start a podcast. It's scary to talk on your stories or to go out dating for the first time or to leave a relationship, both romantic or platonic, that's not serving you. It's scary to quit a job you've been in for 5 years because it's comfortable, right? And when you go try and do it, your subconscious mind is so comfortable and in that safety bubble. I put in quotation marks as safety when it's not really safe. You're just living from fear, that instead of going to do what you want, it tells you, no, just wait. Wait till it's the right time. Wait till it's the perfect time. This program, the Awaken Woman 8-week group coaching program, teaches you how to get out of that. It teaches you to become your vision, the woman that you've been thinking of, the woman that you want to become. What does she do? What does she look like? What does she sound like? How does she dress? I want you to close your eyes, not if you're driving, but close your eyes right now. What does she look like? What's her dream career or her dream business? What do her relationships look like? How is she with her partner? Is she the best friend she can be? The best daughter? The best sister? Is she the best mother she could be? What does she wear? What are the things she has? What is her home? What is her car? What is her wellness routine? This program holds space and creates the foundation for you to become that. It is 8 weeks of live calls, video trainings, workbooks, and a private Facebook group. And if you decide to do the VIP package, you get all of that. Plus, you get 4 one-on-one private strategy calls with myself and 8 weeks unlimited Voxer access to me, Monday to Friday. And if you don't know what Voxer is, it's like the better version of Messenger and WhatsApp combined. It's like a walkie-talkie, basically. But you get that unlimited to me. So if you have anything rise up or any self-sabotage rise up, you have me straight away. Honestly, to all of my listeners out there, I know I love all my programs. I love my membership. I love my podcast. I love getting on my Instagram stories, my Instagram captions I share with you. But I hope that you can truly hear in my voice like this. I have created something that has worked over and over again, not just with me, but I get people to test what I put in my programs. I don't just slap it together because it's worked for me. I apply it. I get it applied. I get it tested. You know, I shift and I change accordingly. And I know this fucking works, and it is the best. It is by far my best creation. I mean, that's hard to say because, you know, the podcast, Woman Up Monthly, my membership platform. But honestly, it is by far one of the greatest things that I have created. And I'm so excited to launch. The waitlist is officially open. And as my podcast listener, I'm gifting you something that I haven't shared and will not share on my stories. But if you join the waitlist, I lost my words for a second because I'm so hyped up. I'm like, I have so much adrenaline right now running through me. Can you tell? But if you join the waitlist, the one that is specifically in the show notes below, you will be entitled to $500 off either the regular 8-week coaching or the VIP. So go to the show notes right now. Go join that waitlist. It's just a waitlist. You get put on it, but you get, as a podcast listener, everyone else gets $250. But you, because I love you all, will get $500 off. There's no excuses. And if for some reason the link isn't working or you can't copy and paste it into your browser, my email is in the show notes. Come DM me on Instagram. Tell me that you listened to this podcast episode and I will put you on that wait list for $500 off. Don't miss out on this. This, you know, this year has really made me go in. It has really made me understand my practices and my setup and my mindset and my how I'm reflected on a day-to-day basis, how I reflect to myself. And I cannot wait to share this because it will change your entire year for you. I guarantee you, and it will set you up for 2021. So I'm so excited. Go join the waitlist. Keep up to date with me on my Instagram at Jess Pennelly for all of the updates. I'm also in celebration. I am hosting a free 5-day training workshop next week. So just in case you're not listening to this of time recording, I think it's the 14th. Monday, September 14th. At Monday till Friday, I'm hosting a free workshop every day, Monday to Thursday, 5 p.m. And then on the Friday, it will be 6:15 p.m. Perth time. And I'm just sharing just so much value and secrets at unhinging fears, overcoming uncertainty, defeating the inner critic. I'm sharing that for free. So definitely go check out that workshop as well. If you haven't joined the Daily Flow, the deets will be in the show notes below. But let's get, after that announcement, let's get into today's episode. And it's really, today's episode is really in spirit of launching this new program and what it stands for and what I stand for and how I want to be as a coach to help you, like what type of space I want to hold for you. And a lot of the things that I have been going through this year, a lot of the things that I have been seeing my own clients, my private clients, my Woman Up Monthly members, people who contact me on Instagram, who have found me on the podcast as well, and also my friends, my close friends, is that we often just feel safe. And we often want change, or we want to change how we deal with relationships or how we attract them. We want to change who we want to become overall, but we just feel safe. But we don't note it as safety. And I actually made an Instagram post last night. And it, basically, if you're looking for this post, I am in white, like a white shirt, white shorts. I am like looking, laughing to the side. There's like red flowers behind me. The like geotag is Bali. And I basically write that we feel safe. We feel safe, okay? That's what we're feeling. But I basically unpicked that and I said, no, it's, you know, we may be feeling that, but we're not. We are disguising fear as safety. We are disguising all the beliefs that we're not good enough or that we're scared or that it's, you know, going to be scary to get exactly what we want in life. Because, you know, imagine, okay, being a business owner. Listen, if you're a business owner or run a business, whatever, you know, and you're like, I want to call in 10K months or 20K months. And you find you can't hit it. You find you keep self-sabotaging. Well, it's like, okay, are you actually scared to hit that? Because what are you going to do with $20,000? And people start freaking themselves out. Or it's like when you're looking for a relationship and you get someone and they're everything that you've journaled about, everything you've envisioned. They're kind, they're trustworthy, they can communicate, they're respectful. And then you freak yourself out because your subconscious, you have been so ingrained to believe, oh no, I shouldn't be able to trust them this much. Or, oh no, like, why aren't they arguing about this? And you start to self-sabotage. And you lose that. And you fuck it up. Because what you were before, you revert to as safety. But that's just you living in fear. And I want to bring this all to your attention and something that's been constantly being brought to the front of my mind and I am working through with different parts of my life is that I no longer, and I hope you don't, especially after this year, I don't want to live in an identity where I am governed by fear that looks like safety, that makes me think twice about something my intuition is telling me because it's quote unquote unsafe to my subconscious because I haven't ingrained that. I haven't regrained that it's safe to receive this or it's safe to be in this relationship or it's safe to quit that job. You know what I'm saying? Like, we are so governed by fear. We are so governed by being wired and having to do this and that and wake up and go through our news feeds. I did a social media episode not too long ago. But we've become ingrained, and I want you all to really, as we are coming towards the end of the year, it's September now. It's September. Fuck. Holy shit. You know, what is that? September, October, November, December. Like, including this month, that's 4 months left. And I know this year is like, ugh, bleh. I still have those moments, but if it's anything that I realize is that we are so governed by fear that to us looks like safety. And I need you to unpick that. I need you to ask yourself why you are staying in a job that makes you miserable. And you keep saying, oh, it's because, you know, there's good health benefits, or I get to finish 12 p.m. on a Friday. Like, fuck that. Fuck that. And like, you know, some people may hear what I'm saying right now in the podcast and think, oh my goodness, like, no, I don't agree with that. And maybe this isn't for you. Maybe you're not there right now. Maybe you can't reach that consciousness right now. But I need to share this. Like, are you staying in that relationship so miserable because you've been together 5 years, 7 years, 10 years? I know a couple at the start of this year, I think it was, they broke up after 10 years and they're happier than ever now. But are you staying in that relationship because you think you have to? Because you think, oh, you know, I've been with this person a decade. Or did you get engaged and you're like, oh, well, you know, we've told everyone we're engaged. I'm fucking miserable every day. You know, I'm going to be really honest. You know, I know relationships that they stay in it, that it's, there's no love, there's no playing, there's no laughter, there's no sex. And yet they stay in it. Because their mind tells them, well, this is safe. This is okay. This is where you should be. Are you really going to go break up with them and then be single for the first time in 5 years? Are you really going to get on that dating app? Are you really going to go out with your girls or your guys and go get drunk and have a one-night stand? Ah, why would you do that when you have someone after 5 years? That is your mind. That is your mind keeping you from something that will transform you. And obviously, you know, this ain't applied to everyone. I'm not saying just because you've been in a long relationship, you're miserable. No, take, I need a disclaimer. You guys know I love my disclaimers. Take what resonates, leaves what doesn't, okay? Take it. Because this won't apply to you all. Are you always, you know, and then let's move on. Like, are you constantly getting money in from your job or whatever your source of income is and then losing it? But you want more, but you always say you're broke. You always say you can't afford it. You always freak out when you pay for a coffee. Money is renewable. Abundance is renewable. Time is not. So how are you spending your time in this lifetime? And you know, this podcast episode might come off as a little dramatic, but it's so true. You know, I've seen more than anything this year, I've seen half, okay? To be fair, I've seen people really step out of their fucking comfort zones and do things and start businesses or start a podcast or start a new job or, you know, whatever it may be. Go make new friends, get on a dating app for the first time, you know, actually dive into what's it like to be a better mother or be a better sister. Whatever it may be, make networks, connections. But then I still see so many women out there, you know, and men who are just staying doing what they're doing because it's not the right time, quote unquote. It's not the perfect thing right now, quote unquote. I really need you to make a choice in the last 4 months. What are you going to do? What are your finances going to look like? What abundance are you bringing in? What relationships are you going to have? Is your job serving you? Is it what you want to do? Are you so ingrained in doing what you want to do because your parents told you? Are you so stuck with you know, everything you were doing day to day? Are you waking up every day inspired? Now, don't get me wrong. I wake up some days and I'm not inspired because I'm feeling like I have a creative block. But I'm inspired in the sense is that I love that I get to coach woman after woman all over the fucking globe. I have a podcast. I have a membership platform. I have an amazing platform to share value and make an impact. That's inspiring. But do I wake up some days tired and a bit of brain fog or a bit stressed? Yeah, fuck, of course. I'm not saying you're going to wake up every day happy and, you know, always creative. No. But I'm saying, do you really feel inspired by what you're currently doing? That's important to check in with you. So I just wanted to share that. That is in light with launching my new 8-week group coaching program, The Awakened Woman. And if you are listening to this and you're like, fuck, she's hit the nail on the head, honestly, go join the waitlist. As I said, as a podcast listener, you will get $500 off whichever tier that you choose, tier as in T-I-E-R, whether it's the normal or the VIP. But 4 months to go of 2020, let's make it the fucking best. And I love you all. Thank you for supporting the podcast. As always, I would love for you to leave an iTunes review or a 5 stars. It means so much to the podcast. And come connect with me on my Instagram at Jess Pennelly. But I will speak to you all soon. Bye.